by you here this morning. In your bulletins, you will notice the opportunities that we have for the week. We have the Wednesday evening prayer meeting, always at 7:30. This is a time for all of our members to come, especially our leaders, and pray about the needs of the congregation. And we invite you to come, be with us this week. There will be a film, The Children's Home at Salem, that will be shown this week in connection with the prayer time. Last Wednesday night, we had the Sunday School Supper meeting. We had a wonderful meal and a fine group. And those who missed it really missed something. It was really nice. Next Sunday, well, before I get on to that, let me finish off with the day. Tonight, we have the meaning of discipleship. And tonight, following the sermon, we will have some more free pictures. Let's see, last two Sunday evenings, we have dispatched something, I forgot how many hundred. Now, this week, we have about 300 or 400 more that we're going to give away, and right after the service. And these are slides. These slides may be taken, and you can have prints made from them. You can have pictures and enlargements and so on. Or if you have a slide projector, you can enjoy seeing them. Today we have some beautiful flowers on the table, and we would like to mention them because our bulletin was prepared before we had the information on this. These flowers were given in honor of Joe and Margaret's 60th wedding anniversary, Joe Lester. And so we appreciate this beautiful bouquet, and we want to pledge our continued prayer in behalf of Margaret, who is still hospitalized at Chesapeake General Hospital. Russell today is away on vacation, and we have Ramona Hurd playing our organ. And Ramona, let me welcome you. I have a little bit of connection with Ramona. Way back in Broad Creek Village, I had some of her folks and relatives. Brother Hurd, who was our Sunday school superintendent for a while, and a wonderful man and deacon in that church. And so, Ramona, it's a real joy we have you today to supply for us at the organ. And I think I recognize, is that your husband and somebody out there? We are happy to have him come along and be with you today. These are some of the announcements, and now next Sunday, Dr. Walker and Stockburger will be preaching at the morning service. You'll be wanting to be here and hear him. He was pastor at Trinity for 30 years or more, and a very wonderful preacher and man of God. August the 12th, you'll want to come and hear Joe preach at 11 o'clock. He will be preaching for us, and I know that you will enjoy this, so I ask him to come and preach for us on August 12th. On the following Sunday, we have Dr. Motley, who will be here from Richmond. A very capable man, and who travels immensely across the land, telling people about the future. And so you'll be wanting to hear him on that Sunday. But of course, do not forget the film by Billy Graham on the first Sunday in August at night. Well, that's enough announcements. It's rainy outside, but it's sunshining inside. And we are here. The Lord is here, and he is going to bless. So let's turn to 422. Stand up and sing our call to worship. Upon us, may the Holy Spirit lead us and suit to each heart a blessing this morning, that we might go from this place enriched and saying in our hearts, it was good to have been in the house of God today. In Jesus' name we ask it, amen. Now we continue our worship with hymn number 50. As we sing together, Blessed Be the Name, hymn number 50.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Bible reading for this morning. 552. When the apostles, therefore, were come together, they asked of him, saying, And he said unto them,
It is not you who are the Lord, but our Father who art in heaven. But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, O Lord, in Jerusalem, and all the near, and in Samaria, and in the other parts of the earth.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said,
Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here in the apparel?
God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Now in these moments we give opportunity for prayer and for meditation. You have some need that's special in your soul, maybe some lost person, maybe some personal need. We would encourage you to offer prayer. While we pray, shall we pray? Father, we thank thee for the time and the opportunity that we can come before thy throne. We know that God has sent us his best in sending us his Son. We know that he continues to send his best on behalf of the needs of our hearts and lives. Day after day, week after week. And our Father, we come today listening to thy word and knowing that in thy truth there are always to be found joy and surprises. Sometimes we're not able even to figure out these things or to imagine how they come to pass. But we pray that thou shalt grant us some excitement today, that we might be able through our lives and through even the desperate needs we have to bear a witness to other people. We pause this morning to remember that Jesus always offered thanksgiving. We would like to thank thee, our Father, for sending Christ and for giving unto us something of the hidden things that we might understand even as children. Thy will for our lives. We pray that thou shalt keep us in childlike trust, that we shall always be aware in God has some good news for us, and that he is working in our behalf. We pray that thou should increase our faith today, our Father, and help those who are trying to serve thee through this church. We pray that thou shalt bless them, that they shall not be distracted by the unimportant things or by things that offend other people. But we pray, our Father, that they might see and know that there is one thing needful, that God needs more of their time and more of their lives through this great institution which he was willing to die for. Now, our Father, we pray thy blessings to reach out to homes, hospitals, to the hearts of those that we know, we love, we believe you have a purpose for, and may thy touch be upon them. Now teach us that we too might show mercy, and that we might always look, even though we walk through a valley of dark shadows, we have the Holy Spirit which helps us. We are not narrow-minded, our Father, but we know that God can give us an outlook for the common cause of his purpose through this church. And we pray that you would help us to see thy purpose. All of these things, our Father, with our sadness, our sorrow, our joy, we ask in the name of Jesus, our Lord, for his sake. Amen. We want to turn now to hymn number 383, How Firm a Foundation, 383.
Thank you.
will be given this hour. Bless them, we pray. We consecrate them to the Lord's work. In Jesus' name, amen.